Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate anything and everything just for the sake of arguing. I'm your host, Doug, and I'm here to debate my enemy, the man who's been in probably over 500 movies, Shramuel L. Jackson. Shram, what's up, man?
Get these snakes off the motherfucking plane, right?
We have to get the snakes off this motherfucking plane. Correct. So how is your day going?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, so I did have some exciting thing. I had a career at Acme that lasted about 7 hours.
All
right. Yeah. It was hard.
Work was way too hard, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty rough having to work so much. But since we are expecting a little one, and you guarantee in 18, 19 years, I will be telling her that I work two jobs to support her. Even though it was only for 7 hours, I stuck my head and put my life on the line on that cashier register. But anyways,
congratulations on that. I don't think I got the official. The leaked information.
Oh, look at it. Well, now you know.
Adam Schefter style.
Adam Schefter tweeted about it. Beep, 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 beep. Doug, breaking news.
I got the alert. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Will not affect this.
It will not. No. Yeah, so
yes, because you can tell your daughter that you work two jobs to support her, and I can tell her that in the midst of that, I just repeatedly embarrassed you in debates about dumb shifts.
Oh my God, you bite your tongue when you talk about my unborn daughter and our debates. But anyway, so we have a return judge, our first return judge. Judge Eric is here.
And hi, everybody.
Yeah, so what do you got for us this week, Eric?
This topic here is going to be fun. Getting into it, though, because I generally don't listen to stuff without my own voice, who ended up winning the one last week?
I did.
Oh, my God. Doug, you are in trouble.
I'm not in trouble. The water boy, just to reiterate the BS and the tomfoolery that goes between, Jeff, our judge, and Trim, they work together. They colluded the whole week. Everybody knows a water boy is more important because if they don't get the right water and the right pH balance in their water, they could die. So anyway, let's not rehash it. Let's just go with this week's topic.
All right. Superhero movies. I mean, DC Universe has been striking out a little bit, but where they were really good is when they had their Batman movies out. And good for us that we live in a society where Batman does exist. And I just want to get the opinion. And I'm going to be presenting these as kind of like the problems with him. And you guys are going to be able to say, well, it's not that big of a problem. Or yeah, dude, that's a real big effing problem. So is Batman as a whole good for society? Like, is vigilantism, that kind of stuff, good? So we'll start with opening statements here.
It's terrible. It is absolutely terrible to have a man who dressed in a Halloween costume think he could take the law into his hands. That's why we have policemen. That's why we have servicemen that serve our country. If there's a big bad Joker that fell into a vat that's going to cause crime and join a mob and rob people and kill people, we need real people solving it. You know, if you look back at all those Batman films, more like documentaries, there's so many innocent people that have been harmed. Just think of all these big buildings that blow up. We can't sit here and pretend that nobody got hurt. Those things are real. And Batman is just terrible for society because you're going to get copycats. And you're going to have people that are going out there wearing hockey pads.
That's a great quote from Christian Bale right there. Christian Bale's portrayal of our caped crusader.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Shram, your rebut.
Oh, sorry. I actually fell asleep because that was so fucking boring. Here's the deal.
Well played.
Batman is great for society, hands down, because he's more proactive than reactive. Doug was talking about law enforcement. We have the police officers. We have people in place to do things like that. But that's kind of all of a reactive thing. Bad things happen in order for them to go out and do what they do. Batman comes from a place where he's trying to stop this before anything happens. Rolls up his sleeves. He gets to work. Being more proactive than reactive is good for society because that's what everyone's taught. Go out there and get it. Go out there and accomplish something. Go out there and do something. Take charge. And that's what this guy's doing. So all around in general, I mean, he comes out and he keeps people safe. He does the things that other people aren't willing to do. And he does it all while really encompassing great morals, which somebody could look at and be like, how can you complain about it?
Morals. I got to cut in. Morals. It's Batman. If you've seen any of these movies, he has the opportunity to kill the bad guy. And he knows if he kills the bad guy, then there's no purpose for himself. So when he doesn't kill the Joker, when he has all those opportunities, he's just letting more innocent people die.
So I like that. So you're saying that it's not out of any kind of moral compass.
It's selfishness.
People. It's just to keep him gainfully employed. Now, correct. To be fair, he is a billionaire. I guess the thrill of it. So let's get into these questions here then, because you guys have touched on a lot of the questions I want to ask. I guess they're pretty
great.
All right. So first off, the man himself, Bruce Wayne. Obviously, it's a lot of money. He is attracted. He has a different woman in every documentary that comes out about this guy. Based on kind of what Steve said, and also, Doug, what you're saying in terms of bringing the bad guys with him, what do you think is that full argument? Like, does Batman begate bad guys, or is he the reason? Would there be more violence, more deaths, if he just simply went back to being a playboy billionaire?
There'd be less crime if he just went back to doing his thing and doing the Russian ballerinas or whatever the hell he was doing in Dark Knight. You know, just go back to doing that, because people wouldn't commit these crimes. A lot of these guys are fed and fueled by Batman. Like, they want to become criminals because there is a quote-unquote Dark Knight hero that they can go against. If there was no good in a town that just rose above the police force, then there would be no evil. There would still be petty crime and robberies and things of that nature, but there wouldn't be people trying to put gas through the sewer systems, or when Batman. Joker, you know, when Joker put the gas in the floats in that nice parade when he was throwing money at people, and then they were just dying, and it was just terrible.
So, yeah, I like that. So Batman kind of escalates it. You know, the petty crime and things would still be there, but everybody wants to step their game up because they know they got to go up against Batman.
Correct. I would say he's more of the gateway hero. He's like the marijuana of heroes, because people would just have been doing little crimes. They see him, and then it just keeps escalating and then turns into heroin, which equals murders.
No, see, I got to disagree 100% on that, because one reason only, if you look at the 1989 documentary of Batman, it literally opens up showing what the world is like because his presence is being felt. Literally, there's criminals hiding in an alley going, hey, you better not do that. You got to be careful. That freaking bat's flying around doing crazy things. These are guys that are second-guessing themselves when they were never second-guessing themselves prior to him being around. When it was just police officers and anyone else that's, you know, there to, you know, keep the peace, no second-guessing. They just go out and do what they got to do. It, especially in, like, deep urban cities like Gotham City, New York City, Chicago, places like that. These guys weren't second-guessing any of that. They were just going out, committing murder, committing, you know, crimes, robbery, whatever the case may be. This guy shows up, and all of a sudden you have an intimidation factor that they've never felt before. And when you start getting criminals to second-guess themselves and maybe not go out and do stuff like that, then you're lowering the crime rate in general. So I don't think he really does bring that to the table to increase it.
Now, the crime rate is an interesting thing, though. So there may be less crimes, but the crimes that happen might be way more dangerous, I think, is what Doug's getting at, too. Even if you have a smaller number of these crimes, now that you have somebody like the Joker who's going to blow up a hospital and then walk out as a nurse and things like that, which kind of goes into my second question here. And it goes in terms of costumes and cosplay. Is it too gay to be effective overall? Go.
Dress up like him and go out there and do it like that?
Well, just in general, do you think, because like you generally said before, that there will be other people, or Doug was saying this, that try to emulate him, that and the collateral damage that comes with that. Some of the costumes, and costumes in general, can be considered a little meh. So with that said, if we get beyond a Batman, who's obviously a jacked, scary person also, but then you have somebody dressed up as like Consuela the Spider Whisperer or something like that, I think we're going to run into some problems. People won't be very scared, and we're going to have a society of, you know, would-be Incredibles running around here.
I don't think so. And, you know, worst case scenario, if something like that does happen, you're basically, once again, having people go out there and be proactive to protect their own communities. I mean, everyone has a neighborhood watch to an extent. This takes it a little bit further, but you're acting like everybody on the planet would run around and try and be Batman. And even if you go back to, you know, when the guys come out in hockey pads and things like that, Batman shuts them down and saves their lives before anything bad happens. So these guys going out there trying to do what he does, yeah, you're going to get it. There's going to be copycats. But, you know, who says that's a bad thing? I mean, who says it's a bad thing when people want to go out and protect their community? I don't really think that brings it down. And, you know, you're getting around to, you know, dressing up like that. There's nothing gay about any of it, especially if you're going to be Batman. I mean, that's probably the most badass costume in all of any type of superheroes.
Yeah, well, we're talking Batman. We're not talking about, obviously, Batman and Robin when there is bat nipples and a lot of bat butt showing. With copycats, you know, to just go completely opposite, Shram wants more people out there. I'm on the end of, if there's more superheroes, they go into a dark alley at night, they think in their head, that's a bad guy. The other guy looks at the other fake pseudo superhero and he goes, that's a bad guy. And they shoot each other. So it's like living in a society that, if you know, every topic can go back into what's going on in our society today. Just think if everyone had a gun. Something happens, everybody pulls out a gun and shoots. Boom. Lots of innocent lives. Just like if there was a bunch of Batmans. They had the batarangs. They'd be throwing them around. You know how many innocent people would get batarang in the eye? I would say probably 1,700.
First of all, you're acting like you. Hold on, you're acting like Joe Schmo, like me or you, could go into our basement and you know build a lethal batarang and then have the training to be able to throw it for something like that. Batman has all these tools because he is a billionaire. He has,
but that's what I mean. I mean they won't have the training, so they're gonna go out there just like just throwing it around, thinking they can be accurate, but really they're hitting grandma on the rascal trying to cross the street, and then she's falling into a sewer. You don't need that. You need trained professionals. And that's why we have our police force and the army and all of our armed services that are going to handle these problems. And if there was no if there was no Batman, I bet you Joker would wake up tomorrow morning. He would look in the mirror and he said, what's the point? There's no point in going outside because I have no good to go against. And then he would just go to sleep and maybe, you know, go to live in Florida in one of those communities and play golf all the time.
Well, I want to talk about now, well, this will probably be close to the last question we have here, but the overall mental health of somebody who fancies himself a superhero, dresses up in a costume, goes out and doles out justice as he sees fit. Now, a lot of the times it's pretty easy to tell who is the bad guy. But what about situations where it's more obtuse, where you're not really sure, and then you got this Caped Crusader out there. Caped Crusader. A guy calls himself a Caped Crusader. Is this guy mentally fit to protect us? Is he good to be out there on the loose with these weapons and the batarangs you guys are talking about?
Look, it's no secret that Batman suffers from some serious PTSD. I mean, there's no ways around about it. He's got some shit going on up in his head. But this is a guy who was able to channel it and turn it into something positive for society. Something positive where society can look at it and be like, wow, this is something that we didn't know we needed, but we do need. And we're lucky for that, because here's the thing. A lot of people could have the PTSD that Batman has and not do anything with it. But for him himself, and we're speaking just for him, not any copycats or anything like that, for him himself to be able to channel it into the way that he does, to turn around and try and help people and help his city or cities in general, I don't think the mental part of it is something you have to worry about speaking about him specifically.
You have to worry about the mental part. He is just doing things without thinking about the consequences because he's a narcissist. And just think, if there was no Batman, how much money would be saved in the city? I think this point is just going to – this is the home run that wins the argument, is if there was no Batman, think about it. How much money would be saved? How much taxpayer dollars? Go back into all the movies, all the documentaries. Look back how many things explode, how many innocent people die. When innocent people die from explosions that are from a city building – the city gets sued. That's a lot of insurance money doled out. Taxes have to rise. So if Batman wasn't around, just the city would be better overall. The guy is just not fit for duty. Just like if people have PTSD, thank you for your service, but get the hell out of the way. There's a lot of people that have lost their parents in accidents, had bats fly all over them. They're not fit to get out there and I'm going to choose who's good or bad. They're not the judge at all.
Yeah, but you're proving very much so right now that you've never seen any of the documentaries. You don't know a damn thing about it, because I don't remember one time where buildings are blowing up and innocent people are dying. And
what are you talking about? The Joker blew up a hospital.
Yeah, after it was evacuated.
I don't think everybody was out. I don't know about that.
After he was evacuated. And, you know, later on, when he went to go save the rest of the people, not only did he save those people, he saved the bad guys, too. Because this is showing people that you can achieve what you want to achieve without having to, you know, murder somebody. You see a lot of cops out there. I'm sorry it's happening right now, but, you know, they're shooting innocent people. You know, the police have more of a death count than Batman does. You know, he's getting the job done in a more civilized way then the police can never do it right now. So if that's not setting a good example for society in general, including the police, then I really don't know what is, man.
Well, how about this? How about you talk to the Dent family?
Damn. Got to bring up my man Harvey. That was a shame there. let's start with the closing arguments, guys. Go ahead, and then we'll summarize it up.
As you can see from the points that I laid out before you, Judge Eric, Batman is not good for society. Just think about it. How many innocent people have died, and how many countless numbers of copycats that have gone out there. Just look, Shrimp said, oh, well, you know, Batman saved those copycats, but those copycats wouldn't be in harm's way if it wasn't for such a horrible role model for them to follow. So without Batman being out there, the city wouldn't spend all this money. One thing I forgot to add before, how much is that bat signal? I know he's a billionaire, but that doesn't look like something that he donated. It looks like something that the city must change, replace, clean all the time. That is a worker's salary every year. So Batman is just a selfish bastard that if he was not around, we wouldn't know about the Sandman, Scarecrow, Joker, Two-Face. They would all just be on a golf course in Florida. Is there a horse in here?
What say you, Shram?
All right. First of all, Doug's talking about the bat signal costing people money. You almost just want it for me, man. The city put it there. You're right. He did not donate it. It was literally put there by the city, by the police. And why did they put it there? Because they know he's good for what they're trying to accomplish. They're literally saying, we need you. You're helping. This is a good way to go. And we need you. On top of all that, the reason why he is good for society is I touched on a little bit before. It's always better to be proactive versus reactive. How many crimes has this guy stopped before they even happened? That wouldn't have happened if it was just the police out on the street. You know, the police are reacting to something. They get a call. Literally, you call the police and something happens. Batman's one of the greatest detectives in the world, and he's out there shutting it down before they even get an opportunity to do it. He's trying to make the world a better place. He fights for justice. He does it without killing anybody. He's got morals and principles that he uses all while doing everything else. And that's something society could look at and be like, that's more of what we need. I mean, it's, you know, vigilantism is an iffy subject, but when we're speaking specifically about Batman, he's doing the right thing and he's making the world a better place. And why wouldn't society want that?
Hey, Judge, I didn't know Batman was the Minority Report. How the hell does he know crimes are going to happen before they happen?
That's really funny.
Impossible.
I wrote down Minority Report.
Good, good. At least we're like connecting on this, because how would he know? The crime would have to start, or you'd have to know. There had to be some research. Like, he can maybe see Joker casing the bank, and then Joker is going to go into the bank and try to rob it, and he's going to save it. But Joker wouldn't be doing that if it wasn't for Batman being around.
It's well known that he's the greatest detective on the planet. And if you ever seen The Dark Knight, have you seen the technology this guy uses where he could literally pick up almost every conversation happening within the city all at one time? His boy Morgan Freeman helped him do it. So if you think that he can't pick up on one of these conversations when people are about to go bum rush a bank and he could swoop in and stop it before, you're crazy mistaken.
Wow. So this opens up another thing. I know this is our closing arguments, but that you just opened up something I didn't think about. But so Batman can listen to everybody. So Batman's like the NSA of Gotham City. So he can hear everything I'm doing. So if I'm like talking and telling secrets to my wife, he can write them down and then blackmail me because he has this technology to hear everything in my home.
But that he also has just, the moral he also has the moral compass not to do something like that.
Oh,
it's for
he?
Your safety.
Does he?
It's for
he
your
killed,
safety and your protection.
He killed two. He let Harvey Dent die.
Well, because he was trying to save the love of his life.
Oh, so he chooses somebody he cares about. What about Harvey Dent's family? Moral compass, my ass.
You know what? He was going to save the girl, and he asked the police to go save Harvey Dent because he thought that they would be able to handle something like that. Guess what? They couldn't. Too bad he can't be in two places at once, huh?
Wow. Well said, boys. A strong debate on both sides. Some summary points here. Doug lost me for a little bit when he came up with this math equation that marijuana plus Batman plus heroin equals murder.
Well, it makes sense. I have a chart here. If we were a person, the chart would really bring it together. I got it from Kinko's.
Steve, you have—I mean, overall, you didn't really do a lot to get rid of my concerns about the George Zimmerman-like vigilantes and and your hope for a minority port-like society in the future here. Something that, for both you guys, though, that's okay. Remember, Lucius Fox entered the code at the end of The Dark Knight, so we don't have to worry about him listening on people, unless he goes and build another rig, blah, 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 blah. So we don't have to worry about that too much.
No, I'm happy that Lucius Fox did the right thing, but
you can always depend on Morgan Freeman, who plays, you know, Lucius Fox, to do the right thing.
So. Yes.
With that said, I am going to have to bring this over to Doug. Doug is the winner.
Yes! Batman is a terrible person.
My dog agrees with me to hear him barking over
good.
Here.
Good. That's good, because you know what? If Batman was around right now, he'd probably come in there and yell at the dog or try to hit him with a batarang, because he would think something's going on, but because he has that little thing. But thank God for Lucius Fox shutting that down.
I mean, this was one of the tighter ones, too. I've been part of three of them now. But, I mean, overall, the points were just too strong. I mean, Steve came in with a strong Doug being too boring in his opening statement. That was hilarious. But beyond that, it kind of went downhill, Steve. Doug got stronger as he went on with the collateral damage argument. Batman escalates things. There's copycats. Like I said, he lost me on the math equation. But overall, nice job, boys. But Dougie was a little stronger.
That's fair. You know what? We all know what world we live in, and Doug, when you're walking down a dark alley and maybe a raper comes to get you or something, I hope you don't try to call the police, because it's going to take a little while for them to get there, and Batman's going to be up on that same roof in the dark alley munching some Doritos, not giving a fuck about you. So.
Well, you know what? Batman would probably be filming it and then probably trying to blackmail me down the road because of it, trying to make a few bucks. Because his Russian billionaire girlfriend cost him a bunch of money. But sure, I must say, it reminds me of the famous song. I win.
Is it too late to give it to Tram?
Nope. I have won. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to review, rate, and share our podcast.